Okay. We stop here and we sit here in a daylight outside, but in the dark here at this moment, we come to it and it says, "In the darkness comprehended it not, as Christ came as light to this world." The word there, comprehended, comes with the idea of overcoming. The darkness did not overcome the light. The word comprehended says, "And the darkness did not master the light, and the darkness did not understand the light." As we're here today and we stop and think about it, just for a moment, what if the light had not come? What would this world look like? What would have taken place on this planet if the light had not come? And so as we're here today and we think about it, and it says the light came, and it doesn't take much light to overcome darkness. From a couple hundred yards, you wouldn't see this, but you would draw closer to it, and you would draw closer to it, and all of a sudden, just one candlelight, and all of a sudden, there's a sense of visibility. When Christ came to this earth, he came to bring light to a place that had been dark. They spoke of the intertestamental period of being 450 years of no voice from God. And all of a sudden, the light came. And as the light came, this planet that had been basically in a darkness without a Savior began to see light. In the baby in the manger, and then the light began to spread. This morning here, if you have it, I want to say something quickly and shortly. What does Jesus mean to you this day? If you don't want to say anything, that is fine. Just light a candle. If you have your candle, just light it and move on. Just making sure we move around the room here this morning and begin to see in a tactile way the very fact that one light came. It spread. And we are still part of that light that is supposed to spread. And so let's move around the room this morning, just lighting your candles, being careful here. Those who have candles, go ahead and hold your, if you got a lit candle, hold it upright, let the other person beside you light their candle from yours. And begin to see what that spreading of light does. And as you light your candle, if you have something to say about our Savior Jesus Christ, then you take that opportunity as the candles are being lit, what our Savior means to you.
Jesus means everything to me. And the only thing that's important.
Good.
Jesus is the air I breathe. Without him, I have no.
All right. Everything, the air, the very essence that we have. That's it. Just keep it moving. A new life. Good. Wait a minute, she went out there. Continue on. He doesn't have one? Okay. Let's just keep lighting the candles around the room. Don't be afraid to move and share your light. with someone else. Savior of the world. You begin to watch in a very sense-oriented way. The side of the room is becoming light only from the flame of a candle. We don't have LEDs here this morning, and we know the brightness is found with those, but look what's happening to the room when we as believers begin to share the light that we have found in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not like turning on a switch. Peace in your soul. Okay. Light and salvation. Lord and Master.
Looking for that blessed hope, glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Looking forward to that blessed hope. Amen. Save from the past and whiter than snow. So here this morning now, I think that's got everybody, I believe. Everybody that has a candle? They don't have any. They didn't pick one up. All right. You're going to hold one. There, you're going to share his light too. Okay. So we stop here this morning and we think about this for just a moment. Again, he came as light. And here we just have candlelight here this morning. But that's how it began. And for you and I to stop and to keep that in mind, he came to be light. We have a world that is steeped in darkness, and yet we have the hope within ourselves of light. I want you very quietly and carefully to blow your flame out, and just for a moment, You guys get ready for the next song then. Blow your candle out and just for a moment see what would have happened if Jesus would not have come to this earth. Coming back to rule the earth. Let's go ahead and let's just turn the lights on here this morning. And it's already noon. I told you 1 hour. I wanted to make it an hour. Let me give you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes. And that's it. Okay. 5 thoughts in 5 minutes. If you want to write these thoughts down on your outline, that's what they're going to be. But very quickly, as we stop and we think about this morning, as he came to be light, as he came to be light, there we go. Is there getting it up there right now? They're working on it, trying to. I don't hear it running yet, Zach. Number one on your outline, to be light. There it is. Got it. All right. He came, he put away the darkness of sin to the light of salvation. The darkness of sin to the light of salvation. Zacharias, you heard that this morning, to give light to them that sat in darkness. And that's all I want to say here this morning as we stop and think, from the darkness of sin to the light of salvation. There's a scripture. Go home and look at it later on. Colossians 1 and verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God's reason for this season. Number two, from the darkness of condemnation to the light of consecration. The word consecration means to be set apart as sacred. To be set apart as sacred. In John chapter 3, we read in that portion of Scripture how that he did not come to condemn, and there is not a condemnation. He came to save people, and he came to set them aside. And so today when we talk about the light of Jesus Christ, he came to remove the darkness of condemnation to the light of consecration, to be serving him and to be following after him. Number three here this morning, from the darkness of disorientation to the light of direction. From the darkness of disorientation to the light of direction. John 12, 35 and 36 says, Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light in dark, and lest the darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knows not where he goes. Knows not where he goes. And just a couple weeks ago, I was in the woods doing a little hunting. It was dark out. And I got turned around. I got turned around in the dark, and all of a sudden I just stopped and said, okay. And I could see a horizon, and I could see light, and I said, I'm going to go up there and sit still until the light comes up. And then I found out where it was. But so often it happens in our life, the disorientation that happens because of being in the dark. And when Christ came to this earth, he took that which was disoriented, and he said, I'm going to give you direction. Follow the light of my direction. But also we find here, from the darkness of ignorance to the light of intelligence. What do we mean by that? The whole world itself was left in darkness. They didn't know what they thought. They didn't know what to believe. There was gods, all kinds of gods everywhere, and people were believing this, that, and the other things, kind of like this day. And Jesus came as light, and he came to bring intelligence to this world. Acts 26 and verse 18 and John 12 and verse 46. And I'm just going to let you go ahead and look those up, and you can see what's going on and see if I'm right what I'm talking about here. But also, I have something here this morning I think for all of us is this. From the darkness of religiosity to the light of relationship. From the darkness of religiosity to the light of relationship. Because you are in this room this morning does not mean that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It means you're religious to start with. And he said that about the Pharisees in particular. And when I thought about that, he called them blind guides. Those who were most religious of that day, Jesus Christ came as light, and he looked at the most religious of that day and said, you are blind guides, you are blind Pharisees, you are living in darkness. And for you and I to stop and realize, when Jesus Christ said to this, he didn't say, come on to the church, he didn't say, come on to Judaism, he said, come on to me. Come on to me, the babe in the manger. Come unto me. And it begins with a relationship. The religious aspect enters after that. And we should be in church, and we should be following God, and we should be doing the things that he's asked us to do from his word. But it begins with a relationship and not a religion. And that was the problem of that day. Because we're here this morning, because you're in this room this morning, does not mean you have a relationship if you think being in church is going to get you to heaven. It starts by coming unto him. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Gandhi. Everybody thought, oh, what a peaceful, quiet man. The story is this. He said, I must tell you in all humility that Hinduism, as I know it, entirely satisfies my soul, fills my whole being, and I find a solace in the Bhagavad Gita, which is their written texts, that I miss even in the Sermon on the Mount. Just before his death, Gandhi wrote, my days are numbered. I am not likely to live very long, perhaps a year or a little more. For the first time in 50 years, I find myself in the slough of despond. All about me is darkness. I am praying for light. And we got a world that's built, and worlds that are built on Hinduism and the offsprings of that. And what did their, quote, founder have to say about that? It's dark. Jesus Christ came to give us light. He came to give us light. And as we're here this morning and we think about this, He came there as a baby to give us light, to direct us, to guide us where we need to be going, what we need to be following, what we need to be doing. And so this morning, you can write those down. This morning, the big idea is this: born in the dark, revealed as the light. Born in the dark, revealed as the light. And this morning, that's why we're here. To hear mothers in the past couple weeks say, I asked my kids what Christmas is about, and they said Santa Claus, and they pulled their hair out because it's about Jesus. We have Jesus. We have Jesus. And so this morning, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking of your Christmas day and being a part of this time together, just to take the quietness of the moment and reflect about who our Savior is. And a Merry Christmas to every one of you here today. Again, thank you for your generosity to me. I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much. Take things at the back. It is sunny outside. Not sunny, but it's clear. I know there's light out there. All right.